Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and Secretary of State Colin Powell told the Senate they have no doubt that defense spending needs a big boost. Commentator Matt Miller says he has plenty of doubts.
Here's my question. Why does the Pentagon still get nearly 90% of its average Cold War funding more than a decade after the Berlin Wall fell and Russian defense spending collapsed? And why isn't that enough? It's worth thinking about that fact for a moment because you may never hear it again. Democrats, especially those with presidential aspirations, are afraid to utter it. Republicans trained to see the world through talking points that support defense hikes find it unsettling. When I put this question to two top Bush advisors, one repeatedly questioned whether the 90% figure could be right, perhaps because to a rational mind it raises obvious questions. The other was simply at a loss. Nonetheless, a fact is a fact, and it shows how empty the defense debate of the past decade has been. The script ran as follows. The generals said they couldn't deliver on the nation's needs without billions more. President Clinton gave them what they wanted to protect Democrats from looking weak. Republicans took whatever Clinton proposed and raised it a few billion, all the while insisting that the tiny funding gap between them proved Democrats were unfit for world leadership. Not much edification there. Not that anyone was looking for it. Defense hike advocates rightly note that we've cut the military from its Reagan-era peak, while deploying it on dozens of smaller new missions from Haiti to Bosnia. But we're not going to war against Ronald Reagan's military. And today's diminished defense spending as a share of the economy only suggests the capacity to do more if we think that's wise. Defense is the kind of fixed cost that shouldn't need to rise with national income anyway. After all, you don't buy a new home security system every time you get a raise. Yet a bipartisan plan would boost the current $290 billion defense budget closer to its Cold War level of $325 billion. How can this be necessary? The U.S. already spends more on defense than the next 10 nations combined, 8 of whom are our allies. The other two, China and Russia, strain to spend one-fifth of our total. Europe, which now boasts a bigger economy and population than ours, spends $100 billion less than we do. And maybe we should be thankful for small favors. After all, Bush felt secure enough in the campaign to call for smaller increases in military spending than did Al Gore. But the beauty of being a Republican is that you can address defense excess intelligently. President Clinton, who avoided service in Vietnam, had to throw money at the Pentagon to cover his right flank. Bush and company, Dick Cheney, Colin Powell, and Donald Rumsfeld, could give the Pentagon the strategic and managerial overhaul it needs, and no one would doubt their military macho. If Bush was serious about using the presidency to get the big things right, his coming budget meetings are the place to start. He should ask his aides this simple question. Why do we need a Cold War defense budget without a Cold War?
The comments of Matt Miller, a syndicated columnist and co-host of Left, Right, and Center on member station KCRW in Santa Monica, California.